In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The 25th day.
The 25th day of the blessed month of Tut, may his blessings be with us all, Amen. On this day, the great prophet Jonah, the son of Amittai, departed. It was said that he was the son of the widow of Zarephath, whom Elijah the prophet had raised from the dead. Jonah followed Elijah, served him, and received the grace of prophesying. God inspired him to go to the city of Nineveh, to admonish its people, and to warn them that after 3 days the city will be overthrown. Jonah pondered in his heart, saying, if God wished to destroy them, he would not have forewarned them. I fear that if I go to them and convey this message to them, warning them, they might repent, and God would not destroy them. I would be made a liar, and no one would listen to me, and probably may get killed because I convey to them a false message from God. So arise and flee. And what did this prophet think of? How could anyone flee from the grace of God? By escaping, he wanted to get away from the city of Nineveh. He did not want to admonish them, knowing that God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and repentant of evil. He thought that by staying away from Nineveh, the Lord would send another prophet to preach to the city. The escape of Jonah the prophet and his having been cast into the sea are to make manifest the miracle of his remaining in the belly of the fish for 3 days and then coming out safely. This was a symbol of an evidence for the resurrection of our Savior from the sepulchre, unchanged after 3 days. Jonah rose up to flee from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish and sailed on it. And the Lord sent out a great wind, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, and the ship was about to break. The people were all afraid and cried every man to his God. They said, everyone to his fellow, come and let us cast lots that we may know because of whom this evil has befallen us. And when they had cast lots, it fell upon Jonah. They said to him, what have you done that brought such an affliction upon us? He replied, cast me into the sea, and you shall be saved. They begged the Lord's pardon. Then they cast him into the sea, and a great fish swallowed him. He remained in its belly for 3 days and 3 nights. He was cast out on the seashore. He rose up straight away and came to Nineveh. He preached to its people, and they all repented, the king, the nobles, the poor, the old, and the young. They all cried to God with fasting and prayers. Everyone turned away from their ways, and the Lord accepted their repentance and had mercy upon them. Jonah returned to the land of Israel and died there. It was more than 900 years before the advent of the Lord Christ. He prophesied in the days of Amos and his son Hosea and lived nearly 100 years, at which he prophesied more than 70. May spirits be with us all, amen. On this day also of the year 19 of the martyrs, the 300 and 3 AD, Saint Maurice, the leader of the Theban Legion, was martyred. The Theban Legion had been called from Thebes in Egypt to the city of Ghanum to assist Maximian to defeat the revolts of the tribe of Bagoda. The legion was made of 6,600 soldiers. Maximian was then residing in a nearby city called Octodorum, and he ordered the commander Maurice and the member of the legion to offer sacrifice to the gods before engaging in war. They all refused to obey the order. The emperor ordered to slay every 10th soldier to force them to obey his order. Nevertheless, the rest of the legion was more enthusiastic to adhere to the Christian faith. The emperor was enraged and ordered to kill 10th of the rest. Saint Maurice encouraged the members of the legion to be steadfast in the faith, along with declaring their military loyalty to the emperor, who became more furious and ordered to eliminate the rest of the unit present around the city, and to pursue the rest of the units of the Theban Legion in their positions in Switzerland, Italy, and Germany. Saint Maurice received the crown of martyrdom along with the unit that was in Aganum, which numbered 520 soldiers. The Lord had performed many miracles from his pure body, and that many of the people of these places believed. Saint Maurice is considered to be the patron saint of Switzerland. Many churches, social monasteries were built around his name. On the 18th year of Tut, of the year 1703 of the martyrs, His Holiness Pope Shenouda III, that's in 1986. His Holiness Pope Shenouda III received a part of the relics of Saint Maurice, which is currently located in the area of Ambarwesa, Abbasia, and Cairo. May the blessings of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.